Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We are on the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're finishing off in Yirtz Hashem today, Simon Tof Rei Pei Shvav, and we're going to start Tof Rei Pei Zayin. We left off yesterday at Sif Gimel, which can be found at the bottom of Kuf Nun Omud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Nis'anin, there are those that fast for Tainis Esther, Shlosh Yomim, 3 days, Zeichel Tainis Esther, as a remembrance to Esther's fast. Yesterday we spoke about the chiyuv of Tainis Esther. Today is because they fasted before they went into battle against Amalek. And then there's also, of course, the fast that Esther did, Shloshes Yomim, Laila V'Yom, that we commemorate, according to this opinion, this Yesh Omrim, that we fast Shloshes Yomim Zecher L'Tainis Esther. This Yesh Omrim is brought down the Baragola, is the Torah in the name of Masechah Sofrim. And he says, the Afal Pisha Oson Hayu B'Nisan, even though that fast of Esther was during the days of Pesach, it was during the Seder time. Lo Rotsu L'Sanos B'Nisan L'Fish N'Golubo Avosenu V'Ukam Mishkan. Chazal didn't set up a fast then to commemorate the fast that Esther actually did and Klai Yisrael did, because it's during the month of Nisan, the month of Gula, and we don't fast during the month of Nisan. So therefore, they set it up around Purim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Ches, these 3 days are Pirush, Sheni, Chamishi, V'Sheni. It was a Bahab. It was a Beis Hei Beis, and not 3 consecutive days in a row after Purim, Achar Purim. The issue footnote number 25 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that nowadays, B'Yomeinu, Shalosh Shamanu Mishin Oikach. There really is nobody that follows this custom nowadays. We don't hear of anybody that follows this custom. Why? Mipnei Chalisha Sadoris. Because Nebuchadnezzar weakened to fast an additional Beis Hei Beis series of fasting would be difficult for Klai Yisrael. We continue the Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Ches, where he adds, Mishenich Nasador Marbim Misimcha. We have the famous statement that's brought down in the Gemara. It's found in a number of places in Megillah. It's also found in Tainis, other places as well, where we discuss this concept of Mishenichnas Adar, when you enter the month of Adar, Marbim Simcha, a tremendous Simcha. Umishal Dinam Akum, Yishpo Biadar. The Gemara says, this is an opportune time. If you have a Din Torah that you have to go to with an Akum, so it's best to go to it during this time. It is a very propitious time to have your Din Torah with your Akum. The issue for number 26 has a number of very interesting points as to when this idea of Simcha is to be Noheg and what exactly is such Simcha. So we'll start with the first paragraph of the issue for number 26. Vazman Shemarbim B'Simcha Chol Shador. When do we actually say we should be Marbim B'Simcha? So the Eishel Avrami B'Church says, Shakavon Hi B'Chol HaChodesh V'Lo Rak Ad Purim. The entire month, not only Purim, it brings a riot to this because it says in the Megillah, HaChodesh Asher Nefach Lehem Yogam B'Simcha. So it's the entire month. Manikwa Marbim B'Simcha, how do we define you should be increasing your Simcha? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shein Tzorech L'Harbos B'Pu'ulo Simcha. It's not doing actions of Simcha, but the Ikadin is, he says, that you shouldn't have Dagov Etzev, you shouldn't have anxiety or worry and sadness. The Mukiyar Chaim brings down, in the name of the Shai Yisachar, Shekol Dover Shemar Be'etzlo Simcha, Yesh B'Zeh Mitzvah. Anything that will make you happy, that's called Marbim B'Simcha. And that's why Chazal didn't specify, because every person, what makes them happy is different. In the Tzotnas Paneach, from the great Ruggish of his Gon, so he brings down, Shekosav al-din marbim b'simcha, shein simcha below achil v'shasiyah. It has to include eating and drinking as well. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that im tzorich lasos eza simcha, if you have a simcha to make, do it in the month of Adar. And he brings down from his father, the holy Stipler Gon, that he was noeg to drink wine every day in Chodesh Adar. Furthermore, the idea of mishenichas adar marbim b'simcha is only for other Sheini, or is it also for other Rishon? So, some suggest, such as the Yavitz, that it's only in other Sheini. Like in a leap year like this, it's only in the month that we have Purim and not other Rishon. Because it has to be next to the month of Nisan, where the Nisim are connected between Pesach and Purim. The whole 2 months are Ritzufim, they're connected with Nisim, so therefore it's only during the month of other Sheini. This is also the opinion of the Shelos Tshuvos Tshuva Me'ava, and the opinion of Rishon Zalman Zatzal, as well as the Shevet Alevi Zatzal Rav Osner. And also that Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal was noted in this fashion. The Shevet HaLevi does bring down that there are opinions that say it should be also in the first month, and this is the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says a very interesting din, and he brings down Yecholim B'nei Ir, the people of a city, are allowed to be Masakin their own Purim, their own special Yontif, Masakin Baskoma Uvecher Maleim, to do this with unanimity and Haskoma of the Gdolim, and they can put a ban on people that don't follow it, and for future generations as well, Lasus Purim B'yom Shinas B'Nes, that they can make their own private Purim for a day that they had a Nes happen to them. In the new Shulchan Aruch that I mentioned, that was dedicated to Lil Nishmas Milti Astreicher. So they bring down in one of their footnotes here that Rav Yontif Lipman Hella, the author of the Tosus Yontif, was goes there a personal Purim on the day that he was supposed to be killed by the government, but his sentence was commuted to just a fine. And he brings down as well from the Chayyadim that he had a personal nace that happened to his family, and they established their own personal Purim. So there are many other communities they bring down as well that add their own Purim, a Purim Sargosa, a Purim Frankfurt, a Purim Mitzrayim. So individual communities are allowed to go and establish personal days of, quote, Purim for themselves, that they had a nace on that day. And Dishavut number 27 brings down that when you make a Suda for that nace, that has a status of a Sudas Mitzvah. And that's similar a little bit to any Suda that you make on Chanukah, which technically doesn't have a Chiyuv of Suda. And he brings down that when you have such a Suda, so it's Nechshav B'mokum Toda, it's as if you brought a Korban Toda in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And he suggests you actually should read the Parshas Toda, the psukim that deal with the Korban Toda. Shetov roi lo lasakin ezet shochei rambir. Likewise, to give tzedakah and to fix some need in the city, a public need. And he says, b'chol shana b'yom zeh yizbodei lehodos Hashem yizbarach u'smach u'lasar p'chasto. And every year, on the anniversary of this day, you should think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kind to you, and you should tell over the great miracle that occurred to you. Mishmur continues and says, if somebody did have a nace happen to him in other, in a plain year, and he makes himself have his own personal holiday that for all future years, if it comes out now in a leap year, so which other do you celebrate your own personal Purim? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion that you should make your personal other in that situation in other sheni. Unless the nace occurred in already a leap year and it occurred in other Rishon, so then you can do it in other Rishon. So then you always continue it in other Rishon. The same discussion can be found in regards to a yard site. You can see this in Dershah footnote 28, where it deals with a yard site. It also deals with a bar mitzvah boy as to when he's born and which month he's going to be a bar mitzvah in Ayin Shon. With this, we conclude the beautiful siman Tov Reish Pei Vav, and we start Tov Reish Pei Zayin, which deals with the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, the laws of reading the Megillah. Chai the Vav Likros HaMegillah B'Layla, V'Lachso L'Shnos B'Yom. The Chabad starts off in Sif Aleph and tells us that you're obligated to read the Megillah both at night and during the daytime. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph tells us that this chiyuv starts Mishas Tzeis HaKochavim, albeit the Shulchan Aruch later on is going to bring down an opinion that under extenuating circumstances, you might be able to do it from Plag HaMincha. We'll wait till we get to that to reach that point. And he brings down as well, Ayin Lekamim Sim Tofer Yisadi Beis, Siv Dalim Mishal Bura, Ubir Aloha Mashik Lusav Nusham, which is what I just alluded to, and Mitzvah Shem will see it over there. Now, in Dirshu, footnote number one, he does bring down the details of when Tzeis HaKochavim actually is. We've discussed this many times, and all the different shitos around when Tzeis HaKochavim are. How many of the stars you have to see, the three stars, small stars or larger stars, it will depend on different situations, and he brings down the actual times that according to the contemporary poskim as to when that actually is, whether it's a certain amount of time, 20 to 30 minutes after the Shkia, whether it's 22 minutes after the Shkia, it's a longer period of time after the Shkia, 50 minutes after the Shkia, 72 minutes after the Shkia. Again, there are many different opinions, ayin in this Dershu footnote. Then he says, there is an opinion from the Mechaber, you can see this in Dershu footnote number 2, that will bring down later on, B'Shas HaDchak, that you can read from Plag HaMincha. However, many disagree with that. And in Dershu footnote number 1, he brings down that the great poskim, the Chayyadim and the Vilna Gaon, are very much against this Mechaber, and they say that even if you read even part of it before Tzeis HaKochavim, you'd have to reread the Megillah, albeit without a bracha. I in the full Dershu footnotes 1 and 2 for all of the details of these halachos. We will bring down that the Bir Halacha says over there, B'shas Dechach Godol, under very pressing situations, extenuating circumstances, Yitoch in Shafilu B'tzibur, even in the Tzibur, Yesh L'Hakul Likro as HaMegillah, Kodim Shu Laila Gomer. You would be allowed to read it if there were really extenuating circumstances, Rachman Lusan, some tragedy or some difficulty, there was a curfew when you weren't allowed to go out, whatever the situation may be. In that situation, you could follow this opinion of the Mechaber to read it after the Plag HaMincha, B'shas Dechach Godol. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Beis, where he says the reason why we read it at nighttime and then repeat it again in the morning is Zech L'Neis, Shiyutzokim, B'meit Sarasim, Yom V'Layla. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night, so we read the Megillah day and night. The issue, footnote number 3, does bring down that the reading during the daytime is the Ikar reading. Shehi Chamura Yosef Mikriyas Megillah. This is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi. Kivan Shu Midivrei Kabbalah, that one is from an earlier source, that's from the Nevi'im, Kedivrei Torah Damin, and therefore it has the same status as if it was Torah, and therefore it's a stricter reading. And the one during the nighttime is a quote, pure Dirabbanan, and therefore it's stricter in the morning than at night. However, others bring down that both of them are the same, both of them have the status of Midivrei Kabbalah. Mechaber continues as Vishal Laila, the nighttime reading is Zmana Kol Laila. You're technically allowed to read it all night long. Vishal Yom, and the daytime reading is Zmana Kol Yom. Technically allowed to read it all day long. And that means Mehanetzacham Atzof Hayom, from the sun's rise until the end of the day. Now, technically, from Olas HaShachar, it's technically day as well. We'll see in a moment. And that's what the Mechaber tells us. If you read it from the time of dawn, so then you would be Yotzi as well. Now, a lot to be said over here. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Gimel, where he says, call a Laila, it means Ad HaMoed HaShachar. You're here only allowed to read it until HaMoed HaShachar, as opposed to, we'll see, in Kriyat Shema, you can read it after HaMoed HaShachar, up until the rise of the sun, until HaNetzachama, because by Kriyat Shema, there still are some people that are still lying down at that time, and therefore that fulfills the idea of Bishach B'cha, as opposed to, it definitely is day at this point in time, and the Megillah has to be read at night, and that's why you can't go and read the Megillah for the nighttime reading after Amud HaShachar. You can be Yotzi B'Dieved, the daytime reading, but not the nighttime reading at that point in time. And a lot of this is discussed in Dirshu, footnote number 4, where he brings down as well that the Ikedin from the Aruch HaShulchan is Sheish Lahaktim Likro Miyab B'Tchilas HaLaila. One should ideally read this because there's Zrizim Maktim L'Mitzos in all of these situations as soon as you possibly can. So you read the Megillah at nighttime as soon as it's Seisach HaKochavim. And you read the Megillah in the morning, ideally, as soon as it's Netzachama. We'll talk more about this in a few moments. Now, Mishavur continues, and he says, "Vimlo karakodim." If you didn't read it at the appropriate time, afilu baones, even if it was by accident, shuvlo yikra, then you unfortunately cannot read it. You lost out. There's no tashlumim. The mishola mud hashachar yimamu. In the nighttime reading, if it's already olas hashachar, you can't make up for it at this point in time. It is gone, and mitzvah Hashem, you'll do better next time. The issue footnote number 5 explains why is it different by Kriyat Shema. That's what I already alluded to, because by Kriyat Shema there still is a concept of Bishach B'cha, as opposed to it definitely is daytime here, and by Megillah you need night and day, as opposed to Kriyat Shema, which is Bishach B'cha uvikumecha. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Daled, where he writes down from a Netzachama during the daytime, Lefish Ein HaKol Bekim B'Amud HaShachar. The reason why we start by Netzachama, even though Olas HaShachar, Amud HaShachar is technically the day, is because people aren't always clear when Amud HaShachar is. It's very hard to know when dawn is because it's still pretty dark outside. V'zimun da'osi lakdumi, and you might read it too early, and then it'll be a problem. And therefore, l'chatrila tzorich l'chatrila l'hamtin ad hanetz. We wait until hanetzachama, which is the sun's rise. Because by that time, clearly, if you see the sun, the yom baruhu lako, it's clearly day. You can't make a mistake for that. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Hey tells us, and you can read it until atzof hayom, haynu shkiyasachama. That means until shkiyasachama, not until tzesek chavim. No, if you didn't read it by Shkia Sechama, whatever the reason, v'yimim shachar ben hashmashus, now it's the ben hashmashus period of time, you should still read it, yukranu, but here you're not allowed to make a bracha because maybe it's already nighttime, and therefore the bracha will be a bracha of atola. But to read it, nishkeferlech, no problem. If you read it and you weren't yotzei, okay, so you read the Megillah, you weren't yotzei, no big deal. And if you were, in fact, able to be yotzei then, so then, Baruch Hashem, you were yotzei. That's what the Mishnah says. Siv Katan Vav, you were yotzei, bid the eved. If you read it by Amud HaShachar, imhoya ones ketzas. This should be only done under pressing situations, that there was some sort of an onus that you read it earlier. You can even read then lechatchila. Person has to go off on a trip for whatever the situation may be, and he has to go read it by Olos HaShachar, and it's definitely Olos HaShachar, so then in that situation, you would be Yotzei Bidi Evid. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if you are going to read the Megillah for somebody, and you haven't yet been Yotzei yourself, in other words, you want to be Yotzei in the more optimal time, but you're reading it now for people that are Yotzei in the less optimal time, can you do so? So, in the Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Shlomo, he brings down, Sheish L'Stapek, it's questionable if this is good, because you're not being Yotzei with this laning, and how can they be Yotzei with you in that situation? Even though there normally is a din of Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, Shemikocho Nitan Lotzi Acher Yidei Chovo, in this way you can be Motzi somebody else, even though kishenu yotzi atzmo, even though you're not feeling it yourself now, but that was only said lo nemar elo kishakriyo hipizman shenitan lechatchila lotzi zbo yidei chova. That's only if you're allowed to lechatchila read it then. Velo kodem anetzachama shenu yotzi elo b'dievet, and that wouldn't maybe apply in a situation where you're only reading b'dievet. However, he paskins ochein im kori abur mi sheyesh lo onus ksas. But if you're reading it with somebody that has an onus ksas, for example, he has to go off on a business trip or whatever it may be, that's essential. Even though you're not fulfilling it yourself, it seems that he says that you could read it for that person, even though it's not the optimal time, but you're able to be Yotzi him then, because he is allowed to read it at the time, as the Mishnah Berurah said. The issue foot number 7 brings down what is the Zman of Olos HaShachar. Again, there are different opinions. It ranges somewhere from 72 to 96 minutes before the sun rises, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmor Mikra Megillah. So important is the reading of the Megillah because of Pesumi Nisa that we even tell you to stop learning Torah and go and listen to the Megillah. Kavachome Lishar Mitzvah Shal Torah Shugol Midochem Nei Mikra Megillah. And so much more so, all the other mitzvahs of Torah, if Talmud Torah is doche to listen to the Megillah, certainly other mitzvahs are doche, so you can listen to the Megillah. Now, Mishmur explains Sif Kot and Zayin. Also, Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, after Talmud Torah, Shachu Kinei Kol HaMitzvos, even though the Torah, learning Torah, is Kinei Kol HaMitzvos, can't have anything more important than that, nevertheless, it's Doche, it's pushed aside to hear the Megillah. Vavilo Yisa Talmud Torah, Shal Chabur Gedola, and even it's a very large shir. Shamea Anoshim, 100 people learning, Shalom the Beis HaBayis, they're learning in a certain house, Vavilo Yitzorech Levatel, they should stop their learning, Vavilo Yitzorech Levatel, they should go listen to the Megillah laning in a shul, Mishum of the concept, Berov Am Hadras Melech. You want to have as big a gathering as possible in order to go and glorify God's name more. Now, a lot to be said on this. We'll say in a moment some of the Dirush footnotes, but let's first finish off over here the Mishnah Berurah. Because Chayadim, Chayadim writes, and he says, Mikol Mokol, Mishi Nisbalu Kol Hashana, Bekvias, if somebody dives in a certain place all year long, he has a certain shtibel that he dives in, a certain shul that he dives in. B'minyon HaMiyuchad Lo Lisbal Shom, and he always dives in that minyon, so then, Ein Tzarech Leiluch Beis HaKnesses, then he doesn't have to go to the, quote, shul. So if he's always davening in a Beis Medrash, he's always davening in a shtibel, so he doesn't have to, quote, go to the shul, to the larger shul, to go and hear the Megillah there. There's a fascinating Shara Hatzion over here, Os Yud, where he says, L'aniyaz Dati Kavanaso. He says, my understanding of the Chayodim is as follows. If the normal place that you daven is a Beis Medrash, the person always davens in the yeshiva, he davens in the local kolel. It's not a shul, it's a Beis Medrash. But it's a small minyan. There's 20 guys there learning in this kolel, and they daven, he davens there every day. But the big shul nearby has 200 people davening in it. So the Chavetz Chaim understands the Chayodim is saying, in that situation, don't leave your Beis Medrash minyan, which is small, but that's where you regularly daven, and go to the larger shul minyan because of Rov Av Hadras Melech. Because the Otu Kol Bokhtei Knesios Kitanu Sheish Beir Mechuyavim Kulam Lelech Beis HaKnesses Gedola. What? Every neighborhood, all the shuls should go. We're the young Israel of Woodmere. So we're the largest shul in the country. So every shul in Woodmere has to close up shop on Purim and daven at the young Israel of Woodmere? No, that's ridiculous, the Chofetz Chaim says. However, he says, Avol in Bala Bayis Eishol Min Miveso, these private minyanim that have cropped up, unfortunately, they were necessary during time for COVID, but now it's time to go back to the shul, daven in the Kiddush of a Beis Knesses. So if somebody has a private minyan in his house, so in this situation, even though it's a minyan b'kvias, they daven there regularly. Again, it's wonderful that people davening with a minyan, but to daven in the shul is even better. Mistavra, the Chofetz Chaim says, it makes sense that Tzorech Leilich LeBeis HaKnesses should be here. In that situation, you have to go to the shul. You shouldn't have a little private minyan in your own house. Mishum Pirsumi Nisa, because there's a much bigger publicization of the Nais by everybody going to the shul. And Berov Am Hadras Melech. Very beautiful and important Sharat Zion. Now, the couple of Dirush footnotes over here, they're very important as well. So number 11, he brings down, Chei Lahashlim Minyan of Recholim. What about a person sick, Nebuch, and he needs to hear the Megillah? So they want to make a minyan in his house so he can be Yotze with a minyan, which is better than being Yotze B'Yachidus. So Rav Yashav Zatzal says, Tzorch Litzdar Aleim Af Shemasvid Ayadezeh Malas Berovam. He says, yes, you're doing a big chesed by going to this person's house. You're not going to listen to it in the 500-person shul, and you're going to listen to it with 12 people in the guy's house, Nebuch, that's sick. He says, no. The mitzvah of Gmilas Chasadim is Eino Pechusa Mimalas Berovam. He says, he's doing a mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed, and that is equal to the mitzvah of Rov Am in terms of priority. Interestingly, Rav Yashav Zatzal disagrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says when you have two Aveilim, and you could have 20 people, you could break it up into 2 minyanim or 10, Rav Moshe's opinion is, Berov Am Hadras Melech, and have one of them do a lottery, have one of them daven for the Omid, the other one will not daven for the Omid. Whereas Rav Yashav says, no, the same idea, that you break it up into two, because it's a chesed to break it up into two, and that trumps Berov Am Hadras Melech. Tishvah number 12 brings down, Kishat Tzibu Mispalim, when you have the Tzibu davening in the basic chesed HaGodol, and they want to break up into multiple minyanim in that shul. So when Nissen Carlos says, Zatzal, that that's not right. Ein lasos kein. Again, the caveat would be, if you're not able to hear it in the larger room, or if it's just too packed in the larger room, it's not safe, or it's just not able to be done, so then you can break it up into smaller rooms. But otherwise, you should ideally have all the minyanim together in one big minyan, Bishov of Rov Am Hadras Melech. And finally, Dishuf number 13 brings down, what about davening nates? You want to daven vasikin, and you want to therefore daven before the sun rises albeit the Megillah will be done after the sun rises. So he says, certainly, in that situation, even though you're going to be davening in a smaller minyan, because the Vasikin minyan may not be as large, so he says it's preferable to daven in the Vasikin minyan rather than to daven in the larger minyan at a later point in time. The mitzvah of davening in Vasikin trumps over here, Berov Am Hadras Melech. Finally, the Yeshua 10 brings out, if you're under pressure and you need to go to a minyan that's smaller because you can't go to the minyan that's larger for various reasons, so then it's okay to go to the minyan that's smaller. It's only a hider mitzvah to say, Rov Am Hadras Melech. With this, we conclude today's shir.